You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're creeping up to the end of summer, which means it's back to school time across the country. This week, online and on the streets, we've been talking with parents about what they buy for their kids' classrooms.
They're always asking for wet wipes and
like wet wipes, glue stick.
Paper, yes. Writing paper, pencils.
Backpacks.
Erasers.
Pencils, pens.
You know, there's Kleenex, there's paper towels.
Tissue.
I don't know, probably 200 each.
$200?
Mm-hmm. Well, they ask us to at least bring one, but then all donations are accepted.
It seems different from when we were young.
Given the teachers are pretty busy trying to educate the kids, I think it's great if parents can do as much as possible to help out those teachers.
Well, it used to be that the school provided everything, but not today. Sign of the times.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill is with us to talk about the growing cost of school supplies. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Lizzie.
We're talking about getting ready for school. Ballpark it out for me. How much are parents spending now?
I'm going to start by saying it's a little all over the place. It depends on the school district you're in. It depends on the kind of parent you are, how much you want to spend on your kid getting ready for school. But the National Retail Federation, on average, thinks families with kids sort of in K-12 will spend about $700. American Express thinks parents are going to spend more than $1,000 this season for back-to-school shopping.
That's a tremendous amount of money. I mean, $700, you know, we heard some people talk about what they were buying, but what are you talking about? $700, that we're not talking just supplies, right?
Absolutely not. No, you can still buy notebooks for a dollar. You can buy a dozen pencils for a dollar. I looked online, glue and rulers you can actually get for a quarter. So there's a big, I mean, so you're not going to get this with just school supplies, but even then it's a big list of stuff teachers are asking for. Estimates are that supplies alone will be about $100 of school spending per family.
Do the math for me. How do you spend $100 on, you know, paper and crayons?
When they cost a dollar each?
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, schools are asking for more and more actual supplies for the classroom as budgets are tight. Things like hand sanitizer for the room. I mean, as we heard at the top, wet wipes. That was something teachers never asked for when I was in school. They're asking for coffee filters and apparently tennis balls. All sorts of things are on these lists for parents to bring in with their kids on that first day.
Is this a consequence of tight budgets? Is that why we're seeing this? Or is this about kind of a change in the classroom?
I think a lot of this is about tight budgets around the country, that teachers are sort of being asked to stretch and stretch and stretch with limited dollars. And so more and more often, they're sort of asking parents to help pitch in.
The money the parents are spending, where is this going?
So we have about $100 for supplies, like we talked about. But then, Lizzie, I mean, you know, you were a 13-year-old girl. You got to look good on that
first day
of school. So a lot of money here is going to clothes and shoes. Sort of, you know, you have to replace uniforms. You got to get a new pair of shoes. And a big piece of this is going to technology. Things like mobile phones, tablets, and laptops, some of which our kids are using in class.
Yeah, the modern classroom looks very different than the one you and I were educated in. Do kids have to have this stuff in order to learn today?
In some districts and classrooms around the country, they absolutely do. It's a requirement. They have to have a device for the classroom, and it basically allows teachers to use new software that personalizes learning to kids. But it's either bring your own device or a school-provided device. There are lots of classrooms around this country now where kids have to have this technology.
What do you do if you can't afford the technology?
Well, different schools handle it in different ways. There are a few options. One, some schools make the technology available at the school during the day for any kid who needs it. So if you can't buy it, the school will make one available. Other schools let parents rent a device from the school or rent to own. And there are schools out there who are trying to offer financial assistance programs to families that really need it, who need to buy a device and can't afford it.
All right, I'm going to date us, but you had me thinking about something that I think is vintage,
our school supply shopping.
Our school supply, which is the Trapper Keeper.
The Trapper Keeper. They were amazing,
kind of
right?
Outdoor. Mine had horses.
So mine had these sort of translucent floating fruits in space. And I actually found it on eBay. I looked it up. I could buy it today, $35 for my translucent Trapper Keeper. Yeah, that'd be a very expensive.
It's
if
vintage.
You did all vintage back-to-school shopping, imagine what it would cost.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill from our Learning Curve desk. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks, Lizzie.